That was chosen by either Glenn or Chris from Squeeze, who are tonight's session artists. And here's the first track they recorded for us, which was, it was a B-side. I'm trying to remember from which track. Might have even been Cool for Cats. Anyway, this is It's So Dirty.
Well, you better not tell I've had a good night. You whisper she's a bit of all right. Dancing to the sounds and the opposite surf. She is the business for a bit of old Scott. It's so dirty when it's in the right mood. It's so brandy as a Chinese food. Take it for a spin in stereo jack. Tell her she's the best girl you've ever had. Give her some gold to photograph check. You on the deck, but it's so dirty with me. It's so dirty with me. Well, you better watch out. Here comes a tornado. You end up looking like a mashed potato. If a old man gets wondering what's going on here, you'll end up in the bottom of someone's next beer. It's so dirty when it's in the right mood. Give it some brandy, it's a Chinese food. Stereo Jack, tell her she's the best girl you've ever had. Give it some gold to put around his neck. Then her old man put you on the deck. But it's so dirty with me. It's so dirty with me. If old man gets wet, I've been getting it somewhere. She's telling the news, but we know that ain't done. It's so dirty when it's in the right mood. Give it some brandy, it's a Chinese food. Take it for a spin in stereo check. Tell her she's the best girl you've ever had. Give it some gold to put around the deck. Then her old man put you on the deck. But it's so dirty with me.
Squeeze with It's So Dirty, which on reflection, and I haven't checked, I think was probably the B-side to Up the Junction. Squeeze, incidentally, never had a number one. That seems wrong, doesn't it? In so many ways. They had an album out recently, which I haven't heard, called Spot the Difference, where they've re-recorded older Squeeze tracks, and essentially you have to spot the difference. They've done them as close as they can, I think, to the originals. And soon they'll be on tour supporting that album, or the album supporting the tour. I'm not sure how it works. It starts off in Chinnery's in Southend on the 13th of November, follows up with the Bournemouth Opera House, Reading Hexagon, Bristol Colston Halls, Cardiff St David Halls, Nottingham Royal Centre, Sheffield Academy, Aberdeen Music Hall and Glasgow Academy, and that's about a third of it. So I'll give out some more throughout the show. Anyway, lots more from Squeeze to come. And after the show, you can also get on the website, and they've done, I've not heard it myself, a very nice version of Tempted. What other sort of version is there? A few months ago on the show, I did a cover version show, which I'm sure I will do again. We had a very good response to it. Will Bartlett wrote in saying, you mentioned a version of Delilah by Tom Jones. Knocking on about 30 years of reggae history there, and it sounds like a lot more, the difference between the two styles. from his latest album, National Ransom, Elvis Costello with Five Small Words. It's so nice to have a change on that theme of the three little words, having the absolute antithesis of that. You know what? After Dex's Midnight Runners and Elvis Costello, and I'm actually going to squeeze, I'm in a bit of a time warp here at the moment. The reason I'm following one with the other is that X Attraction, and I'm sure Comet Attraction, if they ever get back together and tour with Costello, Steve Naive is currently a member of Squeeze and will be on tour with them. He's not actually on this session, it's the equally great Steve and Large playing keyboards on this track. This is recorded especially for God's Jukebox. It's called Loving You Tonight. Squeeze are in session tonight, and here's one of the tracks they recorded for us. This is Hourglass.
No one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down.
In your life, I think with Squeeze, you should see him at least many, many times in your life because of things like this.
She gave to me her tenderness, her friendship, and her love. I see her face from time to time, and the sky above. Could be. It took us through a wilderness into the calmest sea. A smile could lift me from the pain I often found within. She said some things I won't forget. She made a few bells ring. So simple her humility, her beauty found in grace. Today she lives another life in some fantastic place. She showed me how to raise a smile out of a bed of gloom. And in her garden sanctuary, a light began to bloom. She visualized the world ahead and planned how it would be. She left behind the strongest love that lives eternally. I never comes that day. Her love was life and happiness, and in her steps I trace the way to live a better life in some fantastic place. Some fantastic place. Some fantastic place.
Bless them for doing a poor boy a favour, aren't they? Fantastic.